In the aftermath of the shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs, residents are moving on with their daily lives while remembering the victims of the attack. Darlene Asuda spent her afternoon shopping at a King Soopers grocery store near the clinic.
Those poor people in there are just like me. I work in a surgery department, and I go to work every day. I never expect to be killed for trying to deliver care, no matter what that care is. I mean, we're all just trying to make a living and do our job and care for people, and that was a horrible thing, you know.
Three people, including University of Colorado, Colorado Springs police officer Garrett Swayze, were killed when a gunman opened fire on Friday. Nine others were injured in the attack. Some were released from local hospitals today. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers told reporters at a makeshift memorial that his city will get through the attack as it has other devastating events.
It's a very resilient community. In the last couple of years, we went through a huge wildfire that destroyed several hundred homes. We've been through some fairly severe flooding, and the community rallied through those kinds of things, and there's no question they're going to rally through this.
Police have identified the shooter as 57-year-old Robert Deer, who is in custody without bond. This morning at Hope Chapel Church in Colorado Springs, Pastor Scott Dontonville prayed for the shooter.
I pray for his soul, Lord. Wherever he may be, I pray that you would sovereignly move on his heart, open his eyes.
Pastor Dontonville, who was a close friend of slain officer Garrett Swayze, offered messages of hope to his congregation.
We're going to be rejoicing in hope because God can turn our sorrows into joy, right? God can turn our grief into greatness in him and hope. If we come together and we seek him together in his word.
Authorities say it will take 6 to 7 days to complete their evaluation of the crime scene. Friday's shooting is the first deadly attack on a U.S. abortion provider in 6 years. The Colorado Springs facility has frequently drawn protesters over the years. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper said on CNN today that Americans need to find a way to tone down their rhetoric on some of the country's most polarizing issues.
But I think we should have a discussion of, you know, at least urging caution when we discuss some of these issues so that we don't get people to a point of going out and committing senseless violence.
Robert Deer is scheduled to make his first appearance in court tomorrow.